Hello everyone. I was going to do a video today, but I decided not to because I actually had a date. Wow, shocker. So it's been a really long time since I've been on a date, but I don't know if I should even call it a date because it was just me being fascinated by what the other person was saying, because it was so, not wrong in one sense, but in my head it's just like, what? So this is just me ranting a little bit of my weird date, because it's been on my mind since I got home, and I don't really know what to make of any of it, really. Just me being like, okay. So I have to start at the beginning. So I have met this person one time before a long, long time ago, and I didn't really remember who they were. But they sent me a message on Facebook like, hey, we went on a date a long, long time ago. How are you? And the second message was, so you got any kids yet? And that was really, really weird. So a friend of mine, she's a friend of mine. How should I say that without it sounding weird? Like, she is someone I've known for a long time, and she was actually the one who kind of set us up the first time, but then he was too immature, I think. I don't really remember, because he didn't make any kind of impression on me, good or bad. It just didn't happen that time. So on last Saturday or something, she sent me a message like, okay, this one dude is going to contact you. Here are two screenshots of what he asked. And I wrote back that I'll call you tomorrow because I don't remember anything about him and I need the heads up before I even message him back. Because if you're not a friend of me there, then you're not really able to send me messages, or you shouldn't be. And so I didn't accept those messages before I talked to her and I read the screenshots, and I decided, okay, this is weird, but I'll give it a shot, I think. Really, really weird. But yeah, that's what I did. So I talked to her and she's like, he seems more mature now. I don't know, so you could try talking to him and just see how it goes. So fast forward a little, we talk a little bit on Facebook throughout the week, like, you know, saying that we're going to maybe have a walk, and if we feel like it, we're going to eat something together. So that's fine. And then suddenly he asked, well, you know what? What if we just meet at your apartment and make dinner and stuff and talk? And I'm like, no, we decided on doing the other stuff, so let's just do that. And then fast forward a little bit more unto today, because he asked for my number and he got my number. And then he sent me a text today, or now it's yesterday, and said that, yeah, well, are we going to meet? And I'm like, yeah, I'm getting in the car now. And he just sent me a thumbs up, and that's okay. That's just fine. So I drove down there, I parked my car, I went to the place where we were supposed to meet, and then there he was, sitting on a bench waiting for me. And that's fine. And I'm like, yeah, should we walk somewhere? And he's like, nah, can we just sit here a few minutes? It's so warm. And the last few days have been even warmer than that. And at least today it was like some wind, so it didn't feel that kind of hot. But okay, so I sat down And then he threw some very, very personal questions at me that he wanted me to ask answer. So he's like, "Am I on an interview? Is that what this is?" And he continued just to talk about or ask me questions. I tried to answer the best I could. And to be quite honest, it just felt really weird with him asking me questions upon question, and then just started talking about himself, about how much money he made, and who does that? That's not important. It's a if you have a job, okay, good for you. So I asked him about his job, and he didn't want to say the company name of where he worked, which I find kind of weird. But yeah, okay. And after some time, he asked if we wanted to go into a restaurant or something and just get something to drink. And I said, sure. And since I was driving, I had like something non-alcoholic, and he had a beer because he wasn't driving, I guess. I don't know. I don't think he was because, yeah, that comes later. So we sat there and we talked, and the dude had this weirdest saying that he kept on repeating throughout the time when I was there, like, why would anyone have kids if they're just gonna say no to them? And I'm like, that's because children needs boundaries. And he was like, yeah, but you shouldn't have children if you don't get them what they want, I guess. And then he started talking about his porcelain collection, which was really weird, and it was a lot of money. Like, I'm talking a lot of lot, and but he keeps them all in boxes, and they are all wrapped and in those cardboard boxes, but he doesn't keep them in one place because it was worth so much money that he had it like distributed to people he knew or something, which is even more weird, in my opinion. And he was sitting there in front of me, like drinking beer upon beer upon beer, and I'm like, yeah, this is really weird. But it was so fascinating that I couldn't leave because I needed to hear all of the weird stuff that he said. And I'm just sitting there like my jaw is almost on the floor, like figuratively and not literally. So I'm just sitting there like, does this dude really believe that I think what he says is the truth? Because that can't be the truth, because this is just really weird. And I actually also think that before we met that day, that he was drinking before that too, which is also really weird. It's one thing to just take one drink because you're meeting someone because you're nervous. I can kind of get that, but sitting there like one beer, another beer, another beer. And he was like, oh no, and get the good stuff because that's not good the other way. I don't know. I don't drink beer. Like, no. And this is the wrong kind of glass to serve it in. So like, okay, I don't get it, but sure, if you say so. And he also meant that you it couldn't or he couldn't decide if he wanted to be with me before we were intimate. So is it so wait, so was just so weird. So he could not decide if he wanted to be with someone before they had sex. To just say it right out. He needed that before he could decide if he liked someone. And then he asked me questions about like really other personal questions, like even more personal, that I'm not going to discuss in this audio at all. It's just the things he was asking me, like, you don't do that on a quote unquote first date. because I don't think that's how dating works. Like, dating, from my opinion, is you get to know each other, what you like, what you like to eat, like to do, and stuff, and you don't sit there. You actually have a conversation, not tell everything just about yourself, how good you are at a thing, how much money you have. Or it was just bragging and bragging, and I was sitting there like, I know you are not the person for me at all, because you're just a little jackass. Or I don't know if jackass is the right word. It was just a schmuck, a snob, or whatever. So I was just sitting there like, no, I don't need to leave, but just listening to him say one after another, just imaginary things. Maybe he was lying about everything, or he was kind of weaving some kind of truth into it. I don't know, because, like, what are you doing? And why are you asking so personal questions? Because he started kind of on the Facebook messages to me, and I was like, okay, this is really like really weird things to ask me, but okay, I guess I can answer it in some capacity. Oh my God. So my mind has just been going over the weird conversations that we had. It's just so stupid. I don't get it. Like, and he also admitted that he doesn't know how to cook, so why did he want to come to my place? Did he want to come here so I could cook for him and he would try to sneak his way into my pants? Because then you have to understand that's how he knows if he fits together with the other person. That's very important, I guess, to him. I was just like, what? Really, dude? That's the way you're gonna spend. Oh my God. Oh, and my mind is kind of melting because it's really warm when I'm recording, and just remembering all the weird stuff that he says. It's like, that you should even give kids everything they point at. Like, no, that's how you get a spoiled child. Because he was talking like, oh yeah, they need a bike every 2 years when they're small because they're growing, and when they're older, that's when you can get from like a thrift shop kind of thing. So I was like, no, when they're young, that's when you can just buy things at thrift shops or at online, which have been used before, because they are growing. It's when they stop growing that they should have like an expensive bike, because then they're not going to need a new one every 2 years or whatever. And he didn't want to understand that. Like, no, that's when they get the crap bike. And I'm not saying every like thing you buy that's been used before is crap, but it's just like, maybe that's what he thinks. Because he also talked about his parents, that they had a lot of money, and he said how much he earned every month to me, which is ridiculous sum of money, because he's not he doesn't have the education or gotten that far up that would have been a possibility at all, at least not in an independent business. And why would you even say the number? I don't care if you make a lot of money or if you make a small sum, as long as you, well, to me, it's important that the other part has some kind of income. It doesn't have to be a lot, just that they have something, that they work. That's, yeah, I don't know. Some kind of income, but I don't really need to know what that is, because I'm not telling him how much I earn or how much I have on my bank accounts. It's almost like he wanted me to tell him that, which is also weird. And he also commented on the fact that I didn't wear makeup. Because I usually don't, at least not when it is this hot, because no, I'm not putting anything on my face that can just run off like that. No, I don't need that. And it was also a really bad thing that I didn't have any heels. I have some kind of chunky heels, but not any kind of stiletto. And it was also really weird that I didn't like shopping and that I didn't like doing. I wasn't the girliest girl that he envisioned that I should be. That I wasn't like decked out and all beautified because I was going on a date. Because to me, I just want to be natural. I don't really care. I don't do a lot of makeup usually, so why should I try to present someone that I'm not? And I think in his mind, that was wrong. And that just also for me means like we're not supposed to be together. This is not going to happen at all. But I couldn't leave. I don't know what. I was just so curious about all the weird opinions that he had that I just stayed there. So I, instead of just maybe having a date for an hour, I spent around 4 to 5 hours with him because I was just fascinated with how much of a douchebag he was. And he also said that all of my my requirements, quote unquote, I don't know, those were just not possible. They were just weird. And I was just sitting there like, okay, I think yours are very, very weird, a lot weirder than mine, but I'm not saying it to you because I'm a nice person. Or at least in my mind, maybe I'm not, I don't know. And he said, oh, so how do you think could we be a couple or something? But we kind of also agreed that because we have such different opinions that we shouldn't really be dating. And I, in my mind, just like, there was a sigh of relief because I don't want to be mean to anyone because I don't think he had any bad intentions. But I don't think he really knows what kind of intentions he really had. It's okay to be desperate to be in a relationship and to have kids in the future, but I don't know. I don't know the conclusion to that. So, I guess the whole end is he sent me a message a few hours ago asking me if maybe do you never want to talk to me again? And I just sent him a message back with we can be friends, but I don't think you and I can ever be a couple. And the only response I got back was a thumbs up, which is both hilarious and just really weird. But I hopefully that's the conclusion of this little rant of mine. So yeah, I hope you enjoy me talking about this, and if you have any questions, just ask away. But this was just weird to me, and I'm still sitting here like, what even was that? Because it was more of an interview, and then he was kind of quote unquote educating me in how it was supposed to be. I don't know. And I called my friend afterwards and like said all the things or all the lies that he told me that he probably think that I believe, and he's like, and she's like, okay, so he's not matured at all, really. And I was like, nope. And She couldn't stop laughing when I told her the things he said, and I'm not gonna say now because that's whatever. But you keep repeating, like, you don't shouldn't have kids if you're just going to say no. And that's just... Okay. Oh my God, I don't know how many times he repeated that again and again and again. Oh my gosh. Well, yeah, now at least I've gotten this off my chest. I really just needed to get it out because this, I don't, just what? Really? Really? Do you really believe that? You have to believe that. But why? Why do you believe that? Oh, okay. Oh well. Well, now you know how my really weird date went today. And hopefully it made you laugh or something. I just needed it out there. I hope you have an amazing day, night, or whenever you're listening to this, and goodbye.